You're listening to KNKX, and for the first time ever, two Northwest teams are playing in the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Spokane's Gonzaga University plays South Carolina, and then Oregon plays North Carolina. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the matchups and who he thinks will be this year's college basketball champion.
Art, having two Northwest teams in the Final Four isn't only unprecedented and unusual, but it's also pretty cool.
I think it is. I realize that there are a lot of Husky fans here and Cougar fans who are going to go, ick. Well, I'm going to suggest that not that you should become great fans of these two teams, but just suspend your disrespect. Just enjoy the fact that there are two Northwest teams in Gonzaga and Oregon. And we also have this weird geographic adjacency. Washington and Oregon, North Carolina and South Carolina.
That's right.
I have no idea what to make of that, but certainly being the epicenter of college basketball is an entire novelty for this region.
That's right. You have to go back to 1963 with Oregon State and then 1958 Seattle U.
And then Washington was in 1953. Oregon's last appearance was in 1939, 78 years ago, before World War II. And it was also when the NCAA debuted its tournament. The big deal back then was the National Invitation Tournament. The NCAA was a sideshow. Now it's a colossus and a gambling vortex with everybody's brackets being probably broken by now. But it really is fun, and I would encourage Husky and Cougar fans and Seattle U fans, just put it in park and enjoy what we've got here.
Well, let's talk about the matchups. First up, Gonzaga and South Carolina.
Yeah, I think Gonzaga has been very, very solid all the way through. The main reason they've got something that no one else has, which is a giant center in Czemek Karnowski of Poland. When teams collapse their defenses to try to slow him down, he's a very adept passer. He's as good a big man passer as I've seen since Bill Walton. And we should also acknowledge Nigel Williams-Goss. He's the University of Washington transfer. He was a star with the Huskies 2 years ago, went to Gonzaga, really put this team together because he's their leading scorer. He's also an academic All-American, a 3.87 grade point average in psychology. And he's why this team is 36-1. Really a dynamic force on both ends of the floor. So I think the Zags are going to have their way against an unheralded seventh-seeded South Carolina team, which had, until this tournament, not won a game in 44 years in the tournament.
Well, let's take a look at Oregon and North Carolina.
The Ducks, they're the Pac-12 dominant team this year, I think. They really did deserve this spot. They're the third-seeded, and I think had the best game in the previous round. They beat a very good Kansas team in Kansas City, 74-60. And really ran the table on them. They were dominant all the way through, and they managed to do it without a starting player who was a very dominant defensive force, and they become even better without him. The guy to watch on this team is 6'9", Jordan Bell. He really is a defensive force, but I don't think they've got what it takes to beat a very good North Carolina team. They are the blue blood in this tournament, the one team with great history, 24 Final Fours. Lots of history, lots of tradition, lots of very good players.
Well, let's take a look at your prediction then for Monday night's championship matchup. It looks like you're saying it's going to be Gonzaga versus North Carolina.
I think we're going to have a national champion in the state of Washington. I said Gonzaga at the beginning of the tournament. I've seen nothing to dissuade me from the fact that this is, in fact, the best team in the tournament. And congratulations now to the champions Monday night, the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.